Listening Library presents Chomp by Carl Hiaasen. Read for you by James Vanderbeek. Chapter 1. Mickey Cray had been out of work ever since a dead iguana fell from a palm tree and hit him on the head. The iguana, which had died during a hard freeze, was stiff as a board and weighed 7.5 pounds. Mickey's son had measured the lifeless lizard on a fishing scale and packed it on ice with the turtle veggies in the cooler behind the garage. This was after the ambulance had hauled Mickey off to the hospital, where doctors said he had a serious concussion and ordered him to take it easy. And everyone's surprised, Mickey did take it easy. That's because the injury left him with double vision and terrible headaches. He lost his appetite and dropped 19 pounds and lay around on the couch all day watching nature programs on television. "I'll never be the same," he told his son. "Knock it off, Pop," said Wahoo, Mickey's boy. Mickey had named him after Wahoo McDaniel, a professional wrestler who'd once played linebacker for the Dolphins. Mickey's son often wished he'd been called Mickey Jr., or Joe, or even Rupert. Anything but Wahoo, which was also a species of saltwater fish. It was a name that was hard to live up to. People naturally expected somebody called Wahoo to act loud and crazy, but that wasn't Wahoo's style. Apparently, nothing could be done about the name until he was all grown up, at which point he intended to go to the Cutler Ridge Courthouse and tell the judge he wanted to be called something normal. "Pop, you're going to be okay," Wahoo would tell his father every morning. "Just hang in there." Looking up with hound dog eyes from the couch, Mickey Cray would say, "Whatever happens, I'm glad we ate that bleeping lizard." On the day his dad had come home from the hospital, Wahoo had defrosted the dead iguana and made a peppercorn stew, which his mom had wisely refused to touch.